Today I'd like to talk about eye injuries. We often see injuries in the emergency room related to fishing or to activities that support fishing. Probably the most common thing that I see that is preventable is people who do grinding without wearing their protective glasses. Obviously, when you're grinding, stuff can fly off the wheel and land in your eye, and it's particularly important to get that taken care of quickly because a particle of metal in your eye can cause something called a rust ring, which is the eye's reaction to the metal in your eye. If you are grinding and get something in your eye, get to the clinic. It's just important to do that. Other things can fly in your eyes too, of course. Fish scales, pieces of weed, whatever. Those, while they do need to come out, are not as important as the metal fragments. If you get something in your eye, first aid for the eye is, number one, don't rub it. Number two, if you take hold of your upper lashes and pull them down over your lower lashes, sometimes that'll get the piece of whatever gunk is in your eye out. If that doesn't work, wash your eye out with water. You could even purchase a bottle of contact solution, and that would be a simple, sterile way to have a small amount of something that's comforting to the eye on the boat to spray in your eye to get any gunk out. Have a friend look in your eye, see if they can see what's in there, and if they can see it, have them use a little tiny piece of a Q-tip or a chunk of paper to just sort of sweep that thing out of the eye. Chemical exposures are another thing that can happen, and the bottom line first aid on that is use plenty of water to wash out the eye. If it happens to be an alkali exposure, so a strong soap, or if you're pouring concrete and a chunk of that flips up in your eye, those injuries to the eyes are much more serious, and you should definitely come in and get those checked. People who do arc welding, of course, know to wear their glasses, but even the sunburn is possible to the eyes when you're out on the boat in the sun, so sunglasses would be an appropriate thing to wear. Things to come to the dock for: if you have a noticeable change in your vision, get in here. Significant swelling or double vision, or severe pain that just doesn't go away, those are all reasons to come in and get checked at the clinic.